Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, a guy who has covered the Pittsburgh Steelers for every year since 1985.
Wow.
Also does a lot of radio work out in Pittsburgh where our buddy Giannotti used to work. And that's Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ed, Joe and Evan here in New York. Appreciate you coming on.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm great, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. All right, let's start with the whole thing with Le'Veon Bell. I mean, is he going to play for the Steelers this year in your mind or not?
Nobody can figure out what Le'Veon Bell is going to do. The Steelers thought they had it figured out. That's why they put the franchise tag on him. They thought they could sign him to a long-term deal. They've struck out twice now in the last 2 years doing that. And then they thought he would report Monday before the first game, and he fooled them up there. So we're going into the fourth week. He's still not there. So that's probably 4 weeks at 108.56 he's going to miss. There's two trains of thoughts. One, he'll come in after 10 weeks play the rest of the year and then be a free agent. Or two, he might just sit out all year and still be a free agent at the end of the year because they're not going to tag him again and go through this whole thing. And, of course, the third one that was outside possibility, and I know this is the one you guys are probably interested in, would be a trade. Mm.
Well, this is the way I look at it from the outside. All right, you're the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers. You're like the Yankees. You need to win every single year. There's no, oh, we had a good year. We won 10 games. That's cute. It's about winning championships. So in my eyes, my simplistic view is Le'Veon Bell showing up, even if it's for the last 8 games, 9 games, 7 games of the regular season, gives you a better chance of winning a championship. So why would you trade him when the goal every single season, at least my view from afar, is win the whole damn thing, and Le'Veon Bell clearly gives him a better chance at that?
Well, the concern now, because even his agent said that he wants to take care of himself for next year. So that's why his teammates were so upset when he didn't come in the first week. They think when he does come in, it's possible he's not going to be the same old Le'Veon Bell, that he's going to be saving himself for next year. I don't know if you guys saw what James Harrison just suggested he do is come in, sign his deal, practice, and then on Saturdays go, oh, my ankle hurts, or oh, my hamstring hurts. I don't think it would get to that point, but there is a concern now that this is irreparably broken and that maybe they just want to be done with him.
Yeah, is the feeling towards him in the locker room, and let's say he doesn't do that, because if he does that, I mean, that breaks everything. But can he show up in a few weeks, or is that locker room so ticked off about what happened at the beginning of the season that it is almost something that can't be fixed even in the short term?
No, they want to win. Lucifer himself could rise up and play running back if he was any good. They'd embrace him. The thing is, I don't know if you guys have seen any of his videos or photos that he's been posting. He doesn't look to be in the greatest of shape. And last year he was. When he came in on Monday, he was in phenomenal shape, and he still got off to a slow start. That's another added concern. What kind of shape is he in? How long is it going to take him to get into shape if he's not? You know, there's a lot of scenarios involved here, and I'm still not sure which way it's going to go. But I did write the other day, I thought he could hold out the whole year.
Yeah, you know what? And look, Ed, I'm a Jet fan. Evan's a Jet. We're both Jet fans. There's been rumors about him coming to the Jets. No way would I trade for Le'Veon Bell and give up draft choices during the year for him. If you're going to bring him in, you bring him in at the end of the season when you don't have to give up anything but money for him. Would there be any team that you think that would actually do that, though, would try to, you know, give draft choices up for Bell during the season?
Well, we've seen it in baseball, fellas, where a guy, they'll trade away some good prospects for a guy in at the end of July who's only going to finish out the rest of the year with them and then become a free agent. But they see it as a way to put them over the top in baseball. Maybe there's a team out there that feels they're one missing piece away from possible Super Bowl contention, and it's a big-time running back, and Le'Veon Bell is that, again, if he's in shape.
Yeah, this doesn't fit the Jets, because we understand this. The Jets are not a Super Bowl threat, but would they hesitate to deal him inside the conference if it's a team that they may have to deal with in their own pursuit of the Super Bowl?
You know, someone in the radio station I do some work for here asked me the same question this morning. They threw out Oakland as needing a running back. And I went, the Steelers, not only do they have to go out there and play Oakland this year in December, but if he could come back and haunt them in that game, and then if Oakland can rebound here and somehow make the playoffs, could do the same thing in the postseason. We saw LeGarrette Blount do that against the Steelers. You know, he walked off out of a game while it was happening. They caught him. He signed with New England, and came back and helped beat them.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Talking to Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, also KDKA out in Pittsburgh. What about this team right now? They're 1-1-1. Probably should have lost that game to the Browns. If the Browns had any kind of kicker, they would have lost that game. They got a big game against the Ravens coming up this week. There's been some issues with Antonio Brown. Where exactly are the Steelers right now in your mind?
You know, the Browns, the Steelers missed a kick before the Browns.
They did.
So if they had any kind of kicker.
That's true, too.
They had a Pro Bowl kicker last year, and he's turned into much this year. He's 1-for-4.
Right.
Yeah, that was a big win for him Monday night. A loss there, and this thing could have spun out of control. But it was a big win. Defense played hard. They're still porous, but they popped 4 turnovers in the first half to help them win. So their offense is solid. That's why I didn't understand the whole Bell thing. They could have used that money to shore up their defense and gotten another running back. And still been a fine offense. But nevertheless, their offense is fine. Their defense is questionable. And it's going to be a high-scoring, games throughout the season with this team. And it's just a matter of can Ben and that offense outcrank the other team.
If this season goes badly, all right, and I know for the Steeler level, badly is 8-8 or 9-7. That's badly. For the Jets, that's a very good year. But if things go badly, could you see them parting ways with this head coach? Could you see Mike Tomlin? And I know in Pittsburgh it never happens. I mean, they've had 3 coaches in the last 275 years. It's remarkable. But could you see a breakup with this head coach if things go badly for this team?
You just answered your own question. This team is stuck with coaches through thick and thin. Now, Chuck Noll had some capital, but he didn't make the playoffs in 7 of his last 8 years and then quit on his own. Bill Cowher went through 3 years, 6-10, 7-9, 9-7, no playoffs. They responded by giving him a contract extension. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, and the perception of outside that he's lost his team is not the perception inside. No, I can't see that. I can't. I think maybe the seat would get a little hotter, depending on, you know, how it, if it gets out of control, how it gets out of control.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to go 8-8, and still be playing competitive football. There's another way to go 8-8 and things just flying willy nilly.
You're killing my dream.
They're not gonna fire him.
You're killing my dream because we want him to coach the Jets. You're killing my dream, Ed. Understand
that.
You're
not the only team that would want him.
I'm sure.
The only team.
I know.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. All right, well, how do you see this year playing out? I mean, you look at the division right now. I don't know how good Cincinnati or the Ravens are. I mean, even Cleveland, I don't think you can dismiss the Browns right now. I mean, with Mayfield and some of the young players they have there. How do you see this division playing out, Ed?
I think it's going to be a scramble. I really do. I think at least a 3-team scramble, and I think Cleveland's going to have a say in which of those teams ultimately win it. The Steelers clinched the title last year against Baltimore in, I think it was the 12th game of the season. They won 39-38 at home.
Right.
On a late field goal, and they play them Sunday night. That's a lot. They went through a lot of games like that. Yes, they were 13-3. Easily could have been 8-8. A lot of games right at the end, the kicker kicking. This year, so far, the kicker can't kick. So I see a real scramble in this division.
Where are things now with Antonio Brown? I mean, things got a little crazy last week. You know, the whole tweet at the former Steeler employee doesn't show up to work Monday. Where are we now with Antonio?
Well, he settled down. He didn't. He caught a 27-yard touchdown pass in Tampa, but he still wasn't the star. Juju Smith-Schuster, so far, second-year wide receiver, has been the star in three games. The tight end had over 100 yards, plus that big stiff arm touchdown that everybody's seen, 75-yard touchdown. And Antonio has not been the star, and he's used to being the star. He did not do anything Monday night that anybody was aware of, seemed to be fine. But he's gone through this in the past where he calms down, and all of a sudden he's attacking a water cooler and the offensive coordinator. So it'll be something to watch all year long just to see if that steam bursts again.
Ben has threatened to retire before. How many more years do you see from Ben?
Yeah, it was just the 1 year, and it was after they lost to New England in the title game after the 16 season. It's the only time he's ever expressed a desire maybe to retire, and I think that was because he and Todd Haley weren't getting along, and he was frustrated with that. He's in a good spot now. He looks good, looked great the other night, just named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. I see him going. He's 36. I can see him pushing 40.
Okay.
Well, 40 in the NFL is the new 35, that's for sure.
If you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because they put dresses on the quarterback.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's another that's another deal. Yeah, we know.
No kidding, man.
Brutal.
That's an old Jack Lambert saying from the 70s.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody.
Count Dracula, one of the greats.
Everybody in New York loves Andrew McCutchen, so we thank him. Yeah. Thank you for developing Andrew McCutchen. Hey, may help the Yankees win a World Series, so thank you for that, all right?
Yeah, well, my Red Sox will have a say in that.
There you go, man.
Yeah, beautiful.
I know my audience.
Very well. Thank you, Ed. We appreciate it.
Ed, appreciate
all right,
it, man.
Fellas. Good being with you.
Take care.
Ed Bouchette of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette talking about the status of that team right now, who always seem to do well with adversity.
They do.
The crazier things get, the better they play. Though sometimes it does sink them, like the Jaguars in the AFC divisional round last year.
Well, that doesn't mean they're going to win it all the time in the playoffs.
No.
But they're there all the time.
They will get there, though. That's one of the guarantees in life.
Pretty much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.